did you take the goal prayer book out? And if you please turn to page 27. You see seven limb prayer at the top of the page. Page 27. Page 27 in the prayer book. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. Now please turn to page 97. 97. At the bottom, you see short mano offering. So let's offer that. Okay, sure. This ground, anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon, I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect pure Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be restrained. Oh, Iram Guru Ratnamandala Kaneriya Tayam.
So we don't have Buddha, we don't have Vajrasattva Thangka. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Chukila, you have... Okay, sorry. So Chukila read my mind. Chukila knows my concentration is not good. She gave me this paper last night, last night class. So I, the word forgiveness, so Chukila found in Tibetan. Very good, I think this purification practice I think is like forgiving yourself. I think it will help the purification practice. This is also kind of, for, so last class, I'm not sure how many weeks, months ago, we talked about forgiveness. Now then, there's some discussions that people say forgiving yourself is very hard. So I think the purification practice, it's like forgiving yourself. Also maybe another way, freeing yourself from, feeling something bad about something, feeling yourself about, feeling bad about not, feeling bad about not cleaning the room. Feeling bad about not cleaning the room. What do you do? What do we do? Feeling bad about not cleaning the room. You can free from that feeling if you clean the room. feeling bad about seeing that not cleaning room or not cleaning, so there's when you clean the room so that you feel good. So this purification practice is actually like that, you know, feeling, freeing oneself from feeling bad about, you know, something. So then I think that's like, it's the same as forgiving yourself. The same or different? Yeah, similar, right? I say, if you don't feel bad, if you're not feeling bad, there's no discussion of forgiving yourself, right? Forgiving yourself, you're talking about you're feeling something bad or something. Oh, see, maybe if you can, you know, maybe you need to help me. So if you can relate it, purification practice is, you know, freeing yourself from feeling bad. If because of that you are not able to forgive yourself, so the first step is, you know, to free yourself from feeling bad. So then forgiveness probably will come, maybe later or similar. You know? What is called here, there's a number of words. Chukila very kindly probably did a lot of research. Seshe means serpa, means no serpa, that's patient. Means like, seshe means like practicing patience, or maybe asking as a, shame is usually have a tea, you know, have a cookie, that means, no. So, shame is, how do you say, excuse yourself? How do you say, excuse? In a good way, in a positive way, so, it says, excuse me, what is it? Excuse me. what does it mean, excuse me? What does it mean, excuse me? Means like that. Sometimes people are eating, when you clear throat, serve your throat, then you say, excuse me. That means, what it means? What it means? It means.
I'm sorry
that
I'm doing this.
So, see, like. Will that help? So she is same like this, excuse me that I'm feeling bad. Make sense? Doesn't make sense. I feel sorry for myself that I'm feeling bad. Instead of I'm feeling bad about myself, because I'm feeling bad. Make sense? I'm feeling sorry for myself because I'm feeling bad. So then same like I'm as a that's more like seshem is not. I feel no. That's more like compassion, right? It's like when you feel sorry, that's more like compassion. Otherwise, your body feels sorry. I feel sorry for myself because I'm feeling bad. So that's called seshe. That's the probably meaning of the word seshe means. You are showing patience towards yourself. You are showing patience to yourself. No, I'm not sure how much that same makes sense. Ninja Tao means, you know, showing compassion. That's Ninja Tao means Ninja. That's compassion. Tao means, you know, showing, looking at with compassion. Ninja Tao, you know, instead of, you know, being hard. That's opposite of compassion. Being hard, you know, being hard because remembering something that, you know, say, okay, oh, I should have done this, I should have done this, and I should not do this, and maybe I should have done better. No, it goes on and on. This is not. I don't think that's like showing compassion. So actually, being hard. What it caused? So hard to forgive yourself. It's caused by what? It's caused. There has to have some cause. There must be a difference between a being as a critical, you know, being for the sake of improvement, you know. So if there's no sake of improvement, then being hard, being critical, is just negative. Sake of improvement, you know. So that's like more like divine by comparison. Sake of improvement, if you're being critical, so, you know, different, there's big difference between somebody being critical to you and you being critical to yourself. There's big difference. So, if somebody being critical to you, more likely it will end up in fight. Fight. You know, so if you're being critical, you know, so the sake of improvement, you know, not like sake of feeling bad, but then there's no good result. So, there's a Gongyang, you know. Gongyang is like Gongba, that's like a honorific word, honorific word of I don't know how to translate this. Gongba means like usually thinking. Gongba. Gongba Yakba means positive thinking, you know, thinking good. Gongba Tsung means now thinking is not happy. That means angry, you know. Another way to say, oh, thinking is not happy, you know. Thinking has been disturbed. That means, you know, Gongba Tsung means, no, he's not angry. That's another way to say it. That's like, more like Dharma term. Now, you don't use this word in spoken language. You don't use, you know, this is very much like Dharma term, you know. Not used in the scriptures. Gongyam is, you know, like, thinking easy thinking, or maybe light thinking, you know. No matter what kind of circumstance, not the good circumstance, no need to worry about thinking, you know, when there's good circumstance. So this refers to when there's bad circumstance, then there's refers to Gongyam, is like thinking light. That means not thinking hard. Not being hot to oneself, you know, thinking light. So this is the word for forgiveness in Tibetan. So far the Chögyal found, you know, seshe. So I like that word, seshe, means, you know, show patience. So anyway, so...
Could you spell it? How would it spell the English word?
English word is like patient. Oh, seshe. Seshe. I'm not sure how you spell seshe. Like Z-O-D? Z-O-D. Z-O-D. Make how it sounds? What is the sound of that? J? Sherpa. Well, how you say it? How you write in English? Sherpa. No, Sherpa. Sherpa is the one that climbed the Mount Everest. Sherpa. Sherpa.
Sherpa.
G, or maybe you put something on the O.
Yeah.
It's not Zopa. No, it's Zopa Rinpoche. If you can't pronounce, I don't blame you, because some of the English words I cannot pronounce. Yeah, it's like Zopa. It's not Zopa. You know, Zopa, then... Zopa means what you call Zopa. Zopa means If you say the means treasury, where you put all the treasure. Called the means, that like storage where you put all the treasure. Then the means what you call, sometimes you have this extra meat here. So when the frog pee, when the frog pee on your hand, then you do
wart. Wart.
Yeah, that's called zebra. That's called zebra. Zebra just means, what is it called?
Wart.
Yeah, zebra means wart. See, ze means treasure, you know. Serpa. I'm not sure how to write English, so there's no way to write on Serpa. Because Seche. So now I don't know how to say She, it's like S-H-E. S-H-E is the She, that's She, right? I'm not sure of She. So that's not important. So just showing patience, practicing patience towards oneself, you know, showing patience. So that means don't be hard, no? So I say, when you talk about patience, there are three types of patience, you know? Dunga Thangleke Sabha means accepting deliberately, voluntarily hardship. Accepting hardship voluntarily, deliberately. That's one kind of patience. Dunga Thangleke Sabha. Nijala Chiminyava Sabha, not bothered by how you say, difficult circumstances. If someone honks you don't care, you know. So like that, you know. So you are not disturbed by someone's, you know, how you say, negative behavior. Nijala Chiminyava Sabha. Then, Dunga Thangya Sabha, like accepting hardship deliberately, voluntarily. Oh. That requires deeper understanding of why things happening. If you don't have deeper understanding of that, so that type of patience is very difficult to practice. Now, accepting difficulty deliberately, not by somebody forcing you or ordering you. No, you just deliberately, voluntarily you accept. You know, that requires deeper understanding of why things are happening. It's not just random or accident why things are happening. Oh. So that requires deeper understanding. What do you call, in the Buddhist teaching, like karma. If you don't understand karma, it's impossible to accept in difficulty deliberately, voluntarily. That's not out of fear, out of obligation, lack of freedom of speech. All of that, chilling is in the service. And then there's another one, the last one is when you meditate, it's not that, this is not the most comfortable sitting position, right? When you sit like this, this is not the most comfortable sitting position, right? Most comfortable sitting position is like, this is the most comfortable. Generally, then when time goes by, then turns out that's not the most comfortable, then you switch, And when you meditate, there's physical difficulties. Then in your mind think, okay, no matter what, I'm going to sit here till I reach enlightenment. I'm not going to move. Shakyamuni Buddha, sit in under the Bodhi tree 60 years. Solid meditations, no? Because everything can be trained, physical body can be trained. It's amazing the way they train physical, people standing on their toe when they do some dance. I can stand even 1 second, So that doesn't mean it's impossible. Is it possible? People train. And people do all kinds of things by physical, When you look at them, they say, there's a lot of practice, training. So, the last the type of patience, like Chula Nyesing Sewan, is able to bear the hardship. Hardship when it's come down in spiritual practice, and spiritual practice, maybe sitting, or it's not very comfortable, but in the sake of inner development, I'll sit, I'll practice. Memorizing something is not that easy, no? So then I said, okay, I'll memorize, do this for my internal development. I'll put effort. There's three types of, patience, okay? Then maybe later, so we'll talk about a little about forgiveness. 12:30, so we still have quite a bit of time. So first, I want to explain this purification practice. This is called Vajrasana practice. So probably a lot of people from the Kadambasa, they are doing this practice. If you practice, then you get benefit. So if each one of us practice, then we all get benefit. So then, how is the atmosphere at the center will change? It changes because everybody practicing Dharma, Otherwise, what is called as like chitip, too much knowledge, very little practice, that cause chitip. Means that you are intellectually soaked in teachings, intellectually. Not practically, so then very little practice, too much knowledge, very little practice. So then becomes called chitip. So then that kind of individual is very hard to train through Dharma, because you are completely soaked with Dharma intellectually, So then it's going to be like this, Chitip, I think this only happened to people who know Dharma. It won't happen to somebody who doesn't know Dharma. Intellect, you have so collected so much information here, but there's no USB port to transport. called Chitip. So as I mentioned before, like in Tibet, the way they preserve the butter, so they use animal skin, because there's no refrigerators. And the second, the weather's very cold, so you don't need refrigerators. They use animal skin to preserve the butter. So that butter is very much soaked with butter. So that skin cannot be softened by butter. Usually, when they soak the skin, they use butter to soft skin. So that skin cannot, butter cannot soft that skin, because very much soaked with butter. Similarly, if the brain is very much soaked with the Dharma, not the heart, so then called chitip, then it's very difficult. So a lot of people are doing practice. I'm very, very happy to hear time to time people give me a piece of paper, tell me how much practice they do. So I said, that, believe or not, that benefit the center. So that is the most priority of this center, is spiritual development. That's the first priority. First and foremost priority. So then all the other things, they're the second priority. If the emphasis becomes too much on the second priority, then miss the first one, then, it just becomes business. Some kind of business organization, that's what you do, you make money. Even the people are not happy, you still think about making money, then you come here, then you think it's your job. It's not job, it's service. It's not job, You can go to get any job anywhere. So this is more like service. So there's no much, there must, there should be difference. So we should not, think like this our job. This is our service for the Buddha Dharma and service for the people who come to the center. Service, Service, Indirectly service for the Buddha Dharma. So anyway, So I'm not going to say much. So here's like this, I want to explain this, how to do Vajrasattva purification practice. So that's the main topic, okay? So you know, our room become, you know, like, you know, some here, there, you know, so then out of laziness, whatever it is, you know, so then, you know, room become a little bit, I say, dirt here, there, you know, so then you say, okay, maybe tomorrow I'm going to clean this, so then slowly, you know, so then sometimes we clean, you know, then we make mess again, then we clean, then we make mess again, that's okay, long as you are cleaning, then your room is not going to fill with mess, you know, you are not going to be drowned in the mess. You know? If you don't clean, then your room is going to fill with it. Fill with dirt or maybe no unclean dish. You know, yeah. So if you make mess, then you clean. You know, so so there's no. We need to learn how, or not just make mess. Also, we need to learn how to clean. So then, you know, balance. Is it balance? So this is Vajrasattva purification practice. So, I did explain a little bit how many of you are interested to learn Vajrasattva practice? Oh, that's good. So then I'll explain. First, what we'll start with simple visualizations. Simple visualization, okay. I will review what I said months ago. So it's better to have no class back to back than other than a month long gap, so then you know it's hard for you, hard for me. So we don't have here the Vajrasattva Thangas, no, or image, or maybe next time. So every practice, you know, should begin with a cleaning environment, you know, cleaning environment. So that's also, you know, a similar idea when you invite the guest to your house and you clean, right? There's a benefit of inviting guests when you clean. Cleaning your car, cleaning your house, you know. So then you enjoy, you know, seeing your house clean. So this whole idea, because when you are practicing, you are trying to, you know, like how is it, to make connection with that, like divine beings, you know. So divine, or sake of that, in order to, you know, invite a divine being, so therefore, you know, you clean your environment, or clean your environment, or so then, you know, Then you have altars, then you set up your altar. If you have altar, you know, you set up your altars. So now, you don't have to set up altar every day, you know. Once your altar is already set up, you just look at them, you know. So there's also like kind of substitute of setting up altar, you just look at them, you know. You don't need to set up altar every day, so. Once it also, so then clean the environment, definitely clean the environment. So when you are cleaning, so see, So mentally you can think, you know, you can think cleaning can be conjoined with, you know, some kind of practice. Cleaning, you know, is not just cleaning, you know, it's not just dust. It's, you know, it's, this is the dust of anger that I have issue with, you know. I have so much issue with anger, you know, I have so much issue with jealousy, I have so much issue with, you know. You can just imagine, you know, that's what you're cleaning, you know, when you clean the dishes. You can just think mentally, you know, this is now, you know, this is my mind, I really need to clean this now, all the stains, you know, all the, like, then you can think of that, you know, so then it becomes more meaningful, oh. So here in developing country, people like to do meaningful things, right? People like to do meaningful things. You can make it more meaningful, oh. So, I'm thinking about last, I think, week when I went to work for Habitat for Humanity. So I met many, many as a priest or minister, I'm not sure, there's all kinds of leaders. So one of that person told me, okay, it feels very good, it's like, feel like that you've been used well, kind of productive. So I think the same thing, you know, you don't have to do something, you know, you can feel that, same feeling, you can get same feeling by doing practice. You can get the same thing, you know. So anyway, so make it more meaningful, you know, cleaning environment, make it more meaningful, then think, not just clean, think. So then eventually, you know, then, oh, happy to clean, because it's a meaningful thing to do, happy to clean, not just clean, happy to clean. Can you imagine that, happy to clean? And eventually you get excited, eventually you get excited, you know, because you see that benefit in your mind, you get excited, you know, to clean, you know. So make it more meaningful, it's not just cleaning, you know, it's not just, you know, you can make it just chore or you can make it like part of your practice, you know. If you make it part of your practice, then, you know, you get excited, you know, cleaning, conjoined with some kind of thinking, okay, or not just dust cleaning up. It's not just dust. This is the dust of anger, attachment, whatever it is, you know, then you clean that, you know, and see how that benefits, you know. If you see some benefit, then you get excited, you know. So, then, not just do, then happy to do, you know, happy to do, you know, happy to clean, you know. Clean the environment, then you sit down, you know. If you have altar, then you set up altar, you know. Then sit down. So then, begin with the refuge, you know, refuge prayer, you know, refuge or Bodhisattva prayer. You know. So then one day, also I would like to explain about how to do the refuge practice, you know, not just say, how to do the refuge practice, you know, how to do that, put it into practice, you know. Feel like more as a, to feel something in your heart, you know, then it's not just say, you know, then you have to, you know, that's like, I would like to explain that, okay, to, how to do refuge practice, you know, not just, you know, say, then bodhicitta, the Vajrasattva practice is like based on Vajrayana traditions, that's Mahayana teaching, Mahayana practice. So Mahayana practice, the intentions is most important. Anyway, the intention is important for any practice, but in particular in the Mahayana teachings, there your intention must be altruistic attitude. Altruistic, not just to myself, you know, to for all living beings, or all living beings. Oh. Okay, so that power of the intentions makes your practice more powerful, you know, more beneficial, or more beneficial. So, altruistic attitude. Chanju Senje Tashene Denen Devadovala. Chanju Senje Tashene is like Bodhicitta, is like horse. It's like horse. If someone rides that horse, that horse leads you to happiness. That journey will be happiness after happiness, no? Chanju Senje Tashene Denen Devadovalas. Who said Shantideva said, where in the guide to the way of life, I believe in chapter number second chapter, or maybe second chapter, probably if not, then the first chapter. Chanju Sanjita, then in Devan Ravala, same year, Sushi, Juluk Jus. How is it? If someone who has mind, so why you get, how is it, bore, practicing bodhicitta, because it's the kind of horse that will, you know, take you from happiness to happiness. Or similar to the jilujus, jilukjus, or transcendental intention. So, altruistic attitude, just set up, you know, intention. Say, take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha till I reach enlightenment, then, last two lines. I go for refuge, Buddha Dharma Sangha, till I reach enlightenment, then, second two line. That's good, now there's more voice coming up. I say, second, can you repeat? By heart, please, by heart. Oh, that's last two lines. This is not quiz. Don't worry, this is not quiz. Because the second two lines, can you repeat that second two, second? By present, giving and others?
Perfection.
That's, you know, that includes giving is, that's the first one been mentioned, then, you know, rest of the five is like, I say, included. So then?
May I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
That's all benefit, you know, just benefit. So that mindset needs to be generated to benefit, huh? Not to be hard, just to benefit. Oh, see, benefit. So then, so now you're talking of forgiveness, huh? When you say refuge in Buddhist prayer, just to benefit all sentient beings, that includes yourself, benefit. Huh? That's why I'm doing this practice, just to benefit. That's altruistic attitude called bodhicitta intention. Huh? Only reason that I have desire to achieve enlightenment is to benefit. That's all. To whom? All living beings. Not just small group, this group, or because they practice the same faith. No. All living beings. See, if everybody generates that kind of intentions, there will be no problem, no? To benefit all living beings, regardless what they do, what their interests are, what they believe. If they don't believe, if they believe, doesn't matter what they believe. If they don't believe, doesn't matter. They are still sentient beings. Benefit all of them, regardless, no? Regardless of their status, their belief, no? Benefit all of them. See, almost now a week ago, so I'm taking a walk with Steve, one of the sentient members. I'm taking a walk with her. I saw this one young gentleman walking by, kind of smiling. I smiled back. Then we are coming back, and he's coming back. He's smiling again, I smiled back. Very nice look. Young young man. Then walking, then came back. They say, Gijila. He said, are you Gijila? Yes, I'm Gijila. So then I asked him, you know, so then he talks about, you know, coming to the center, one of his father's friends goes to the center, then he comes here. And I asked him, you know, how you become interested in Buddhism. I didn't ask, are you Buddhist or not Buddhist? I asked him, how you become interested in Buddhism? Very, very interesting answer that he gave me. He said, generally, I'm kind of kind and compassionate person. That's why I was drawn to Buddhism. See, that's what we need. We need more kind person, more compassionate persons, you know, not necessarily more Buddhist, no? So then, this is very interesting that he's drawn to Buddhism because he has a naturally he's more compassionate and kind person. I thought that's really, really something, you know. So anyway, so that's the goal, to make, you know, through this practice we make us more kind, more compassionate towards all living beings. So that kind of intention is necessary. Therefore, I'm practicing this, you know, purification practice to benefit all living beings. Oh, see, So then you can also, after the repetition of Buddhist prayer, then you can say, for immeasurable. So a lot of you are probably familiar with this practice, no? We say this prayer at Sunday. When you, how to say, in this case, when you, this is no Vajrasana practice, so space before you, you can visualize the image of Vajrasana, you can visualize image of Vajrasana, space before you. Something simple, you know, just visualize image before you. So then the size, all of that, then you, based on your experience, then you, I say, you judge size of the weight, size, you judge according to your visualizations. So get it right, you know, it's quite difficult, but you know, you can visualize big, you can visualize small, based on your concentration. If it's making you, it is beneficial for your mind to make it big, that's okay, no longer. The point is to visualize image of a Buddha Vajrasattva in front of you. So then you do referring Buddhist prayer, So then actual practice, then you don't visualize space before you, you visualize on your head. So just crown usually when you, from here, what is it called, third eye? From here, if you measure like four, eight fingers, then it's going to be center of your head. Four, eight fingers. Makes sense? Yeah. So, you know, you should not cover the third eye. After third eye, I'm not like this. After third eye, so they measure, then it's going to be, I think, central. So, so then you visualize here, Buddha Vajrasattva was not facing towards same as you, towards, no? Sitting like this. Okay, not like this. This is a simple way to do, no? Huh? Is it clear?
Yeah, okay.
How you say? Yeah, facing same as you. Facing same as you. Yeah, here. Even just getting some idea, you know, that's very good. Even just glimpse of that is pretty good. That's how it begins. So you should not say, okay, crystal clear. That's too much to expect. That's like high expectation in the beginning. Just glimpse of, just get some idea. You know, just create some mental image, you know. So then whether they become clear details, that very much depends on your concentrations, part of your concentrations, you know. That very much depends on that, you know. If your concentration is very good, then you can, you know, probably see very crystal clear detail. In the beginning, just idea, just mental image, just image, you know? Form of light. It's not something solid. Form of light, you can see through. Then, together with that, visualize parents, your parents, around you are your parents, friends, close ones, relatives, and even the person that you don't get along. strangers, you know, person you don't get along, mutually, because, you know, this is about all living beings. You cannot exclude and just that. So, it might be hard to visualize, you know, person that you don't like, you don't get along, but that's the only way you can, you know, develop universal compassion, you know. Universal compassion does not exclude any living beings. It includes all living beings. Oh? So it will get better. It will get better. Oh? At the beginning, that you don't want to see that person, because this person has been hurt you so much, you don't want to hear about that person. Oh? See that person. Then eventually, you know, things you think, then, you know, that thought evolve. You know, has a resentment towards that person evolved, it changed. Now you don't have problem seeing that person, then eventually you don't have problem talking to that person, you know. But still, that you don't want to do any favor to that person, but that part takes time, you know. It, you know, change. Slowly change, you know. So, so visualize all this, you know, all around you. So, if we try, you know, that's, it could become easier, you know. If we don't try, it will never become easier, you know. If we say, okay, we shouldn't give up, it's too hard, so it will never become easier, you know. So if I give up how to type on computer, in the very beginning, when she's teaching me, if I give up, I'll never learn, you know. So put effort, you know, so then it becomes a piece of cake, you know. Like that. Same. Anything can be learned. Everything, if it's knowledge, you can learn, you know, with effort. So, we have to try. We have to try for sake of our own happiness. We have to try to sake of, to free ourselves from feeling bad. Feeling bad, then not just that, then not able to forgive yourself about feeling bad, you know. So this is all not good. That will have negative impact on your health and your life and your mind. This is not good, you know. So we must learn something, how to free ourselves from feeling bad. And not just that, you know, how to let that, and that will help to, you know, forgiving yourself. So then visualize around you all of that living beings, you know. You can visualize as they are, or you can visualize them as like human form, you know. Human, you can visualize them. You don't have to visualize them as like dog or cat, you know. You can visualize them as like human. Also, you know, you can put your pet, you know, if you're a cat, you can visualize, you know. So, cute-looking baby or child, cat, not necessarily cat, you know, you can visualize. Okay, human form, you can visualize human form. So, so then when you say, I go refuge Buddha Dhamma Sangha, then just imagine that all you are leading, you're leading them, they all say the same, they all say the prayers, you know. Just visualize. This all exercise in the mind, you know? Just visualize, they are all saying refuge in Buddhism, the prayer, you know? Okay, you know? Then you are kind of leading them, you know, leading them, you know? Refuge in Buddhism, the prayer, then for images of prayers, you know? So then after that, you know, so then actual practice began, you know? So then you visualize, as I mentioned, from here, visualize. This is very, very simple. Simple but it's a practice, you know. And just, you know, I say it's based on one book, the two books, but you know, this is like very, very brief, you know. So when your visualization gets a little better, so then I can explain you a little more details, you know. Okay, right now just visualize something simple, you know, or something that we can do, visualize that. So, So then nectar could be light. You know, there's two ways you can do. You can do nectar or light, doesn't matter. You know, light radiates from that body. The very image that you visualize, the right light has a radiates. You know, or maybe nectar flows through your crown and fill your body. Fill your body. Oh. Say the Vajrasura mantra, you know, the long one or maybe short one. Short one is very short. Om Vajrasura Hu. It's very, very short. Short one. Or we can begin with that. And say, just merely remembering the name of Vajrasura. Just merely remembering. Not talking about doing any practice. Just merely remembering. Not talking about saying mantra or doing this practice. Just merely remembering. The Vajrasura name purifies. Believe or not. Purifies each and every negative karma. Purifies. Oh, see? So then, you know, dream practice, can you imagine? Dream practice, it will definitely purify. So now, in the dream, you can see sometimes the dream, how much you purify, you can see the dream. Certain dream, if you are having frequently over certain dream, taking shower, wearing nice clothes, climbing mountain, sunshine, seeing sunshine, drinking milk, or eating cheesecake. No, just joking. No. So, climbing mountain, you know, seeing sunshine. There's number of signs that if you're dreaming about that frequently, that means purify pretty well. Oh, you purify your purification practice is working well. So the nectar, you know, nectar or light, you know, flows, you know, flow. From the image that you visualize on your crown, nectar flow from there and fill it with, fill with your body, okay? Where your body is completely filled. Then maybe say the Vajrasura mantra maybe seven times or three or seven, doesn't matter. Number doesn't matter, you can even say one, there's no inauspicious or auspicious. No, there's a couple of different numbers been mentioned in the text. But, you know, saying any mantra is good. That has to be 3 or 4, 5, 7, 21. Saying any mantra is good. Not saying any mantra is not good. But saying any amount of mantra, you know, is good, you know. If you just say, it's not about the quantity, it's about the qualities. It's about qualities. Then you say the Vajrasura mantra. If you say it three times, then write out three times. So while you are saying the mantra, then continuously visualize the nectar flows or light radiates, continuously radiates or radiates. So this is the mantra. So this is very, very simple. So so then eventually, then you know, like, then if someone you think, okay, maybe I need to learn the details, so then we'll get together. No. So then, it doesn't matter if there's two people, three people, doesn't matter. I am happy to explain. So then, you know, we can get together, then I'll explain. You know, that then, you know, detailed visualizations, you know, so then I'll explain, okay? So right now, this is very simple, just image of the Buddha Vajrasura. So then, light or nectar flows from there. So then, recite mantra. While you recite the mantra, then continues the flow, nectar flows. So after then, when you finish, say if you decide to say 7 or 21, doesn't matter, you know, 21 can be 21, can be 108, can be 3, can be 7, it doesn't matter the number. So then right after that, then imagine deep down from your heart, the very Buddha Vajrasura image is calling, oh my child, oh, Vajipo. So all the either negative karma has been created associated with the body is completely purified. Okay, right after that, just imagine like that. It's completely purified. So, Then the according to Tibetan medicines, you know, there's core relationship between our health and our mind. You know? So much health problem caused by mind, you know. So much health problems caused by mind, because the mind, then the four inner elements, they become imbalanced sometimes because of our stress that's generated by mind, and that's all, you know, that's elements, you know, like, well, all the elements are well balanced, then we are healthy, we are not sick. When the elements start to get imbalanced, then there's too much heat, maybe too much cold, you know, so that's, you know, like, also like related to the mind. Oh. So, see, in my monastery, one of my teachers who passed away in Switzerland, one of his students, he started the first clinic in my monastery, first clinic that she started in the monastery. She's from Switzerland. So their clinic, you know, run by one monk from my house 26. Because he's not studying, he's not putting much energy in study. But he was there, and he gives medicines, you know. She trained him what kind of medicine. She trained him a little bit. So then she has to go back to Switzerland to work. She's also a medical doctor. So then when she's gone, so then he's the one who's giving medicines. There's one elder gentleman from Tibet. So always have some kind of health problems. He frequently come to the clinic to asking medicines. Then the Swiss doctor, then she brought, you know, looks like very fancy medicines. Actually, it's a piece of candy. It's not really medicines. It's just candy, you know. So each time when he comes, then he gives him that. So then after that, he's absolutely fine. But he needs the medicines to feel good. But, you know, there's something wrong here, not really, that he feels, you know. So that's how can tell, you know, that's in the mind, so the things in the mind, and also, you know, there's relationship. Anyway, so then just visualize right after the first round of mantra, whether it's like 3 or 7, doesn't matter, and in the end of the first round of mantra, then visualize the nectar that flowing from the Buddha Vajrasattvas, and also the light that radiates from the Buddha Vajrasattvas, you know, purify all of that, you know, all the physical difficulty, mental difficulty, then purify them. So there's no, I'm going to explain the simple one, but actually there's like visualizing, they're going down, then coming up, then going, there's three different ways you can do it, you know, going first, visualize everything, you know, all the mental difficulty, physical difficulties, you know, then you visualize some kind of color, then going out of your body, down. And the second, you know, is going up, like when you fill the cup, when you put something, then the cups come, right? What do you call? Overflows, like that, overflow, you know, that everything overflows, you know, like that. So then the third one, you know, there's three different ways, so there's, you know, if you are interested in the details, so then I'll explain. You just right now, just visualize, you know, just go down, everything, you know, physical difficulty, mental difficulty, come to purify. Then your body become, right after that, your body become crystal clear, you know, like, in the dark room, when you lit a light, then it become all light, like that, or maybe in the some kind of a container, with inside that light, or could be candle, it become really bright, you know. When you put something in the glass, and when you light some candle in the glass, it become kind of glory like that, your body, you know, like that, okay. The first round of, into the first round of mantra, they visualize all that, you know, problem that, you know, related to the physical body, whether it's like karma or sicknesses, completely purify, then the body becomes like, you know, crystal clear like that. Some kind of container inside of light that you can see inside inside out, something like that. Very bright, huh? Mm-mm. So the Vajrasuddha image, all the light, Vajrasuddha image needs to be like pure white, very bright white. See, almost like 100 different suns shining, you know, like very, very bright, you know, very bright, white. Because it's, why is it white? Because it's about, you know, purifying. That's why it's white, it's purifying, you know. Or pure, the white symbolizes pure, pure, it's purifying, you know. So you see, the Tibetan traditions, when you greet someone, then you offer their scalp white. If tradition is white, now it is all kind of colors, but tradition is white. And just without saying word, you, when you offer that, then you are kind of indicating that my mind is pure. You know, I'm not come here to with some kind of goal or some kind of as a agenda. It's just pure as this white scalp. That's why you offer. That symbolizes that your mind is very pure. Whatever request that you are about to make is very pure or sincere or genuine. So that, you know, kind of symbolizes, you know. If you are wishing someone, then you are really sincerely, genuinely wishing something good, not just faking. So that kind of symbolizes. That's why I call kata. So now, you know, there's all many different kinds of colors. So then, there's the second round of, you know, second round of end of the mantra recitations. That's what you, what we should visualize, okay? Then you start the second round of mantra. Second round, then you say, you know, how many mantras. So you decide, okay, say some mantras. So then same, you know, then nectar flows again. So then all the negative karma that relate to the speech, word, speech, you know, completely purify. So then again, your body become crystal clear, like the ball, you know, ball in the light. So then third round, then you recite mantra, number of mantra that you decided, then recite the end of that, and the same. You know, purify all that is negative is related to the mind, completely purify. You must visualize that deep down from your heart, sincerely, genuinely. You must visualize. That's important. Sangha means, Sangha means vajana practice. Vajana practice. Miva means you just think. Visualize, just imagine. Just imagine. It's important in the vajana practice. You just imagine that is something here, especially for you. Imagine something here, you know. You have to imagine, you know. Imagine. You have to imagine this environment is not something ordinary, where you get together, you know, you see some people are not happy. It's not like, it's like something pure, like mandala. And being there is, these are all something special. It's not like someone who has this problem, that problem. No, no. All perfect, you know. Like that, no, you have to imagine. So, Sangha Mivetu, that's how the progress has been made in the Vajrayana practice. Just imagine. You have to imagine, no? Sincerely, genuinely, deep down from your heart, you have to imagine, no? Make sense, imagine? Sangha Mivetu. That's how the Vajrayana practice works. If you don't imagine, nothing will happen. You have to imagine. You have to imagine that all the negative karma that relates to your mind is completely purified. Then your body becomes crystal clear. Okay. So if you don't have much time, so you can just do one round, then you visualize all the negativity related to the body, spirit, and mind simultaneously purify. You can just do one. When you become desperate, then just. So then please see, you know, then how you feel, you know. So maybe then forgiving yourself, feeling better with yourself will be ease, slowly. No? So there's a beautiful, you know, practicing, purification practice, no? So usually when you think about something negative, it hurts. When you do purification practice, you think about what you did wrong deliberately, voluntarily, you bring them up without fear. Then you do something, you know, something. Then you, after that, instead of feeling bad, you feel good. If you don't see the dirt in your house, you can't clean, right? You cannot clean. You have to see them, right? When you see them, then it's more like when you clean. When you clean them, then after that you feel good. It's no longer there. Oh. So that's, I think, everybody make mess. Everybody make mess. So, Shakyamuni Buddha used to make a lot of mess. So, you know, see, everybody make mess, you know, so that's, that's how, you know, we learn, that's how we learn. You know, nobody in the samsara, you know, that's like, doesn't make mess. Everybody in samsara does make mess. You know? So then you purify them. So then, say, you know, from now on, maybe, you know, up next 15 minutes, or maybe next 5 minutes, I will control, you know, my mind. So, certain things that I think it later on or near future, when I think back, I don't feel good. So from now on, next 15 minutes, I'm not going to curse. I'm not going to scream. So then, you know, then see, then we slowly, you know, then you expand, you know, maybe in one day, you know, maybe today I will try, you know, to say less, you know, truly say less. You know. I feel like I have to say more, but turns out it's not really benefiting. It's not really benefiting, you know. So maybe from next 5 minutes I will try to see, I will say less and how it works. You know. Then, you know, gradually change, you know, then maybe, you know, today, then maybe tomorrow, then slowly. If you fall back, don't give up. So just remember, you clean the kitchen, you know, next time, or maybe somebody else will mess your kitchen, make mess, or maybe, or you make mess. But important to remember, that can be clean. You don't have to live like that. It can be clean. You can clean them. Or you can just complain, just fight with someone else, not, other person don't clean, you don't clean, then either you both end up, you know, living in this like messy environment. It's important to understand when there's some dirt, it can be clean. It's not like it cannot be clean, it can be clean. It requires some effort. So like that, you know, so don't give up. If you give up, that's not how we get enlightened. We should not give up, no? So, no matter what kind of circumstance, we should not give up. So, progress is going to be very gradual, very gradual. No, it's not going to be something huge, big, but it's going to be small, but it's going to be steady. No, it's going to be steady, no? So, this is a very simple version of Vajrasattva practice, okay? So then, I always think, you know, merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names purify each and every negative karma, so I can imagine saying the mantra. Saying the mantra, you know, will definitely purify. The problem is, you know, we all feel bad about, we all have something to feel bad about, but we don't do anything. That's why we feel continuously bad, we don't do anything. Huh? So, like, exactly like this, you know, like, for example, like seeing some dirt in your house, but you are not happy to see that, but you don't do anything. You know? You could clean, you can just remove that dirt, but no, but it requires some effort. So we might have so many reasons. Well, I didn't do that, you know. Give somebody did that. He is the one who is clean. Why I have to clean? You know, I have more sin than him. So then it goes on and on, like, but you know, maybe I have to educate him, you know, to tell him, tell him it's not a good idea to make dirt, you know. There's so much you can change other people's mind, you know. It's hard, you know. And you know, something you feel like, you feel like to say something, you say something, then you scowl, you know. So this process is not pleasant. Scowl, then you know, but he may remove this dirt and clean that very unhappily. Next day, no progress, same thing. Next week, same thing, no progress. No? Or you can, you know, so like that, there's the example like that. So we all have something to feel bad about, but we don't do anything. If you do something, you know, instead of feeling bad, you can, there's a way to free yourself from feeling bad, you know. It may take, you know, times, you know, everything takes times. So then, eventually, you know, doing something, you know, not doing anything, that's no good. Feeling the same thing, but not doing anything. Doing something, you know, feel good. So, see, 35 Buddha practice, you know. So, the first Buddha's name, even just saying that, it says, we all know, the Buddha said in the text, just saying the first Buddha's name, purify 20,000 eons of negative karma, 20,000 eons. Just worrying about, you know, 1 month negative karma, just worrying about that. 20,000 eons. Or maybe 10,000, I'm not sure. Maybe I just ate that 10,000 to make you feel better. Really, it's kind of amazing, you know, 10,000 eons. We are so caught up, you know, feeling bad about this short life, you know, last month, doing something, not able to let it go, feeling bad, you know, being hard, being very harsh on yourself. Just seeing that like 20,000 or 10,000 eons, you know, eons. How many years? I'm not sure. 1 eon. How many years? 1 eon. Huh? 1 eon. There's like 10,000 eons. I didn't say that. I didn't make this up. It's already been said. I saw in the teachings, you know. The Lord says, you know, 7 eons. So, it feels good, you know. Like, so do you remember that last, like, 10th class we talked about valid person? Valid speech? Give us a last one, didn't it? So remember that, who said that in the sutra, somewhere there? Who told this Buddha? I didn't know Buddha. Like, what he gets saying that, what he gets, nothing. Does he own any company? He don't own any company. No. No. He used to be prince. He left all that behind, went to the jungle. He has no interest. Worldly material object, he has no interest. He don't want to be famous. No. He don't want to be praised. No. He just want to be live alone. No. He don't want all this wealth. No. He has no interest. No reason to lie. So, all of these books, whoever prints in different language, he doesn't get any money. There's no copyright. Nobody makes money, nobody, no. So all the books, you know, Shantideva, this beautiful, wonderful books, everybody really likes. Shantideva doesn't make even one penny. There's no copyright. So just to benefit other people, that's all, that's all their thinking, day and night, they benefit, you know. So, see, that's quite amazing, you know. Why you sitting there, doing nothing, feeling bad? Just say one first name of this Tarifa Buddha, first name, or just remember Buddha was just an image. Just remember that. Do something, no, do something. Oh. So then when you say with this understanding, oh, the first Buddha's names, if you just say first Buddha, how hard it is? It's not hard. It's just one line. You can just say when you go to from your bedroom to your bathroom, you can just say 10 of them easily. Not just one, you know. You can just say before you pick up your cup, you can just say, before you sip your See, you can just say that. The name, first name. Don't need to say all of them, just first one. Even just remembering Buddha Vajrasattva's name, just remembering. See? Hmm? So then when you say that, you feel good. You feel good because that you feel good because it purifies 10,000 eons of negative karma. 10,000 eons. I should not just feel bad or sit there, do nothing. No? Make sense? Yeah. So, need to do something other than just feeling bad. So that's all what we need to do. Or maybe do, you know, that's like the Buddhist point of view, the purification practice. If you don't believe in purification practice, do something, something good, something good. Whatever it is, I don't know, you know, there may be some different ways, you know. Or maybe bringing the food to as a food bank. Or maybe volunteering. Yeah, it will purify. Even though it doesn't call purify, it will purify. The volunteering on meals on wheel, it will purify. Any merit that you create, it will purify. Doesn't have to be Vajrasattva or Tathagata Buddha, it will purify. Even just saying nice and thinking something good, thinking something positive, oh, I wish everybody will be happy all the time, day and night. I wish nobody will suffer. Just that purifies. So need to do something rather than do nothing and sit back and feel bad. No good. No. So why you do that? Why you do that? If you don't want to feel bad, you know, why you do that? No. If you want to feel bad, then that's up to you. I don't think nobody want to feel bad. So we need to do something. Huh? So that's the problem. Not doing anything. That feeling gets worse and worse because not doing anything. So it will not go away like the dirt in the house. Each time when you see, thinking about Gijisam, why he didn't pick it up? I already told him yesterday. If you pick it up, that feeling will go away. It will be not there tomorrow. If you pick it up, But you know, we have many reasons why I shouldn't forgive myself, why I shouldn't forgive them, many reasons. And that part, we are so good, we are very good of doing this. But that makes you feel sick. But why we keep doing that? See, so that's why 10,000 eons, that's like, you can count. Just what this life is about 100 years. Out of that 100 years, last 2 years, you did something wrong, then you just caught up there. You know, if you say this is, it'll purify 10,000 eons. That includes this life, because you are the one who's doing it. Right? So say maybe some other eons, no, it's not like this. So that makes you do, so not just do, happy to do, because I want to feel good. So it makes me feel good. I want to do it happily. You know, when I'm doing it, I begin with joy. I do with joy. I end with joy. You know, I just happy to say. You know, makes me feel good because I'm freeing myself from this 10,000 eons of negative karma. So that's very very amazing. So see, it's not that complicated. Just remembering. Not saying mantra, just remembering. It's not hard, just remembering, you know. If you have tanka, what is your tanka? Just look at that tanka. Purifies, believe it or not, it purifies. So it's not that difficult, no. Or say, 35 Buddha, there's not just one, there's 35 of them. Oh, I'm not going to learn. Just learn one name. First one, just learn the first one. Say that all the time. Purifies 10,000, or maybe 20,000, I'm not sure. If there's a mistake, then, if there's more, then I age up. So maybe 10,000, Just first one. Don't think, okay, I want to do all of them. But it's hard. Then I will end up doing nothing. Just say one name. Don't worry about doing all of them. Just say one name. And just say that, learn that, then say that, whenever you feel bad, just say that and see, you know. So if the Vajrasattva mantra is too hard, there's 100 syllables, to learn the short one, even if it's too hard, just remember the name of Vajrasattva. If that's too hard, then come to Kadamba Center, go around the stupa. Go around the stupa. How much they purify? Go around the stupa. See how much they purify. That's why we built here. You know, you don't need to say anything, do anything, just go around. And bring your dog, your pet, if you really love your pet, just bring them there, just go around. You know? Somebody chased by one pig, they chased by a dog, running out of fear of his or her life, I'm not sure his or her life, end up going around the stupa because running, somebody chasing. If that creates that much marriage, we go there intentionally, can you imagine? Just go around. We have to do something. We can't just sit back there, do nothing, and feel bad and bad. That's not good. We have to do something. You know? So here, the number of people, I didn't ask them, they decided by their side to go around 5,000 times. One of people who come to center, they decided to go. People are doing a lot of practice. So there's good. More people do practice, this place becomes special. So when people walk in, they feel something good because there's a number of people that are doing, you know, practice. So, and you know, it makes me feel good, you know, it's like, then it's good. So then, you know, people who are doing practice, they get benefit. They become more happier, more open-minded, more kind, more compassionate, you know. So that's good. That's what we need. So we need to do something. So as I mentioned last Sunday, everybody wants to feel good. Everybody wants to feel good. Even the animals want to feel good. So feeling good, then humans are really more complicated. Complicated? No, animals are less complicated, feeling good. We are more complicated because of this brain. So everybody wants to feel good. But we have to do something to feel good. If everybody do something to feel good, so that's good. That's why people in the mountain, in Dharamsala, there's monks, nuns, material-wise, they have nothing. Do they feel bad? They don't feel bad. They feel good all the time. Why? Because they are doing something. They feel like useful. They feel like their life is very meaningful. They feel like every day, they feel like their life is so precious. That's what they think, you know. They feel like they are contributing towards all humanity. They don't feel like I'm useless, I'm doing nothing, you know. Why I'm here, you know. Nobody likes me. My dog don't like me. My cat look at me not very happily. No, this is all just made it up. So see, there's a point. The point is like, including myself, we have to do something every day. Because the mind doesn't take break. Mind, wherever you go, there you are. Yeah, the mind never takes breaks. So we should not take break doing something for every day. We should not take break from that. When you take break from that, you know, the challenge is there all the time. You know, it's like roommate. Mind is like roommate. You can't get rid of. So as I said, you know, we all have something to feel bad about. We all have something to feel bad every day. Every day, it's only the number. The number, some days more, some days less, you know. Once a blue moon, nothing to feel bad about. Once a blue moon. See, if you then, because of that, we have to do something every day to feel good, you know, to feel good. So then, end of that practice, then, from now on, you know, from now on, from now on, I will not say anything to give example. If my cup is missing, I will not say anything. I will just look around. Fine. If I don't find my yellow cup, I'll use some other cup. This for me is much better than fighting with him. No, where's my cup? Why is it? So they're like, you know, from now on. No. So then maybe after 1 week it's going to be different, that's okay. No, but you never give up. You never give up. So doing that, if you feel good, yeah, then it's worth to do. If you feel good, it's worth less complications, less energy needed, less, much more, less energy needed, less conversation needed. It's easy, it's much easier, you know, much easier. You know? So then, it's good, you know, it's good. Rather than thinking, you know, like, yeah, this kind of mind is kind of amazing, mind is amazing, you know. As I mentioned, if you remember, I'm doing my practice, my prayer, daily prayer, in the altar room. Right next to the altar room, there's a small living room, small, very tiny living room. Living room. So I think that I'm more mindful than Gisambo, so maybe he may think he's more mindful than I. So I don't know, you know who's right, who's wrong. But that's what I think, I'm more mindful than him. So I'm doing my morning prayer there, you know, all of a sudden he comes into that living room, small, tiny, tiny. And between the altar room and the living room, there's one door cover. You can see, it's very thin. I'm doing my prayer, then I notice, you know, Gisam was there, I notice. So then I'm doing my prayer. Then he turns on the light. Then he goes, he just leaves. He didn't turn off the light. So then my real prayer starts. My real practice starts. So then sitting on the altar room, in front of their prayers, you know, then thinking, how come you don't turn off the light? It's not in the prayer. So, you know, so then the more you think, then you really feel like to say something, you know. If you say something, it's not going to be nice. Because you are not happy. If you are happy, you will say with a smile, but you are not happy because of his actions. So then compassion needed, when it's compassion needed, there's no compassion. Compassion is just here. It's only here, it's not here. So now there's no facing some challenge. Okay, I can be just quiet, just no. Don't pay attention, do my prayer. Get, or maybe if it really bothers me, just get up, turn off the light, say nothing, come back. It's much easier than talking to him, telling him with this unhappy mind. He's not going to be happy because I don't look good. So I'm kind of angry, you know. So then what's the point of, you know, doing this prayer? There's no saying I'm all my sins being happy because of happiness. So, you know, not thinking about happiness, Gisambos, no. And why is this destroying my happiness, first of all? Him not turning up this light, why is it destroying my happiness? It's not worth to sacrifice my happiness. You know. Anyway, so then, you know, there's a lot of like... kind of lot of conversation between me and Gisam about the heat temperature in the house. There's a lot of disagreement between me and him. every day there's something's happening, something. Every day something happening. So that's why we have to do every day something to feel, make you feel good, you know. We have to do every day, so there's morning, afternoon, evening, we have to do something. Otherwise, every day, I have no clue what kind of karma Gisam has been created. I have no clue what kind of karma I've been created. And I have no clue about his consciousness functioning based on his karma. I have no clue. My consciousness based on my karma, I have no clue. So, you know, it's quite amazing that we get along. Quite amazing, yeah. But you know, there's a lot of conversation, you know, going back and forth about anything from the temperature inside the house and all kind of little things here and there. So it's going to contribute about so many different things, you know. So I could be totally wrong because I thought I'm more mindfulness than Gisambo, you know. According to his mind, I could be totally wrong. So that's why to feel good about yourself, we need to do something, we need to think. Thinking is really help. If the atmosphere getting kind of out of control, if you pull into that environment, then it's late. You can think before you are pulled into that environment, 100% pull in, then it's very difficult. Before you can think, you can think, slowly, you build this ability to let it go. It's not that bad, you just let it go. Or maybe don't pay attention. Don't make it worse. you know. Don't pay attention, just let it go, see. You know, you don't have to say anything. You feel like to say something, but you don't have to say anything. No, you don't have to say anything. In most of the cases, that's very true. You don't have to say anything. So if you really want to say something, then first say to yourself and then see how it sounds. No, if it sounds, doesn't sound good, you should not say. No. So you know, as I said, progress is gradual. Slowly, you know, we make progress, slowly. If we give up, we will never make progress. We'll never make progress. Therefore, we should not give up. So, you know, so learn, if you want to do this, you know, practice, so then begin with the, you know, short mantra, then slowly learn the long mantra. Oh, okay. So, need to do something, you know, to feel good, or to need to do something, okay. Yeah, so then this is also about what is the practice, very, this is the simplest it can get, it could get more complicated, but this is the simplest things, you know. And just remember, as I said, many options. If you think, okay, mantra is too hard to say, just remember image. Even if it's too hard, come here, at the center, go around. Okay, do something. The long watches of the mantras, if the telemarket is calling you, that's a very good technique to use. No, I used long time ago. Each time when the phone rings, I get always excited because I kind of feel homesick. Long time ago, probably 10 years ago. No, so my English is not that good. No, that I live with some American, Steve, one of our centermen. I live with them, so they both go to work. So I don't know how to drive. No, I just basic. I'm at home day and night, all day. When the phone rings, I get very excited. Maybe somebody from India is calling. You know. And then I can talk to them Tibetan, you know. Then sometimes phone rings, then you know, I just somebody says something so very fast, I couldn't understand it, so I don't know what to do, hang up or not hang up, important. So so then they, somebody told me, oh, Gisela, you say no, thank you. So then when I'm doing one retreat, white tarot retreat in some farm in Virginia, long time ago, there's a farm in Virginia. There's like some stupa there. So there's just me in the farm. So then one of the sheriff's brothers so come with me to help to cook. So I did retreat there. So he don't speak English. So then somebody called. Then I said, no, thank you. Somebody says something. I'm always nervous now, you know. So no, thank you. Next day we have no water. Person who wants to deliver the water. No water. No, thank you. No water. So then eventually, you know, so then the house that we pray calling. So then I learned, I said, maybe, you know, instead of saying something, the minute I pick up the phone, I say, Om Bhaja Sadhu Samaya Manipala Bhaja Sadhu Vasudokaya Mevasudokaya. They probably have no idea what kind of language I'm talking. But from my side, I'm not saying any bad. You know? I'm just reciting mantra, you know. Just reciting mantra. So before I finish my mantra, phone is all hang up. So then they don't call me now. They don't call me anymore that time, you know. Less calls because they think there's somebody speaking some language they don't have no clue. So I think I'm benefiting them. So reciting Vajrasana mantra, then you know, they purify them, you know. At least there's temporary benefit to or save you some money to buy some machines to just say the mantra. Do you feel good that you are saying mantra? Other person has no clue what you are saying, no, not saying. There's a half joke, half true. There's true. That's what I did. See, I did say mantra, but it's not mantra. So then with that, you know, I'll stop here. You know. So then if some of you want to learn detailed visualization, then I'm happy to explain, okay? If someone of you really want to practice detailed visualizations, so then I will explain. This is the simple one. So I myself, you know, trying to do this practice, you know, every day, you know, every day. So I feel, I do feel good. I can't explain. I cannot explain. I cannot explain. Don't think that, oh, Gishigele feel good all the time. That's not true. I have, you know, things that I don't feel good, you know, but I purify. I purify them. Some of them are probably many, many years ago. Some of them, you know, like recent, you know, so I said something to Gishi Sambo, I don't feel good, you know, so then I purified them. So I 35 Buddha practice, you know, so Vajrasattva practice, all of that, so feel good. So then we have to do something every day, so to feel good, okay? So with that, then maybe take, maybe, what is it, 12:30? It was 10 past 11. So if you want to talk a little more about the forgiveness, maybe Venerable Nuns, then you have to say, would you like to say something about forgiveness?
I was wondering if they'd like to recite a long mantra together.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Probably maybe we'll say this 21 times together. 21 times? Yeah, you little. I thought, you know, that's what we did last night. We did beginning of class. So we'll do this 21 times. Just say the mantra.
Mm-hmm.
21 times. What is the mantra?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's on page 64 in the Gold.
Maybe Lamala, slowly.
Okay.
So then after that, if there's any time left, then we'll talk about forgiveness.
Yeah, 64. And at the top, there's the verse of praise we say before we say the mantra. So let's say that too. And then we'll do 21 of the Vajrasattva. So, okay. Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration. Oh, okay. Vajrasattva samaya madhupalaya Vajrasattva teno padhita me bhava Sutta kayo me bhava Supo kayo me bhava Anurakto me bhava Sara siddhi me prayasya Sara karma sutta me Chitam siyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavan Sarva tata gata Bhaje bhame puja Bhaja bhava maha Samaya Sata ahum te Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Dito Me Bhava Sutta Kayo Me Bhava Subho Kayo Me Bhava Anurakta Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayata Sarva Karma Sutta Me Chitam Siyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tata kat Bhaje mame muja bhaja bhava ma samaya Sata ahum te om bhaja sata samaya manu palaya Bhaja sata te na bhaja chatrido me bhava Sudo kayo me bhava subo kayo me bhava Anurakto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayata sarva karma sutta me chitam siyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tata gat bhaje mame muja bhaja bhava maha samaya sata ahum te om vajrasattva samaya manu palaya Vajrasattva teno patitadima me bhava Sutta kayo me bhava Subho kayo me bhava Anurakto me bhava Sarva siddhi me prayata Sarva karma sutta me Chitam siyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana sarva tata gata Sudokaya me bawa, sufokaya me bawa, anurakta me bawa, sarasidhe me praya, chachara kama sutane, chyamshiyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat,
bhagavama me mazamba jamba vama samaya, sada ahunte om
bhajasata samaya, Manupalaya, Bajasata Tenopati, Shadido Mebawa, Sutokayo Mebawa, Supokayo Mebawa, Anurakto Mebawa, Sarva Sede Meprayacha, Sarva Karma Sutame, Chitam Shiyam, Ha 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 Ho, Bhagavana Sarva Tatakat, Bhagama Memuja, Bajabawa Mahasamaya, Sata Ahunte, Bajasata samaya manupalaya Bajasata tenopati shadido me bawa Sutokaya me bawa Subokaya me bawa Anurakta me bawa Sara sede me praya Sara kama sutame Chidam siyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana sarva tatakat Bajama me muja bajabawa mahasamaya Sata ahum Om Bajasata Samaya Manupalaya Bajasata Tenopati Shadido Mebawa Sutokaya Mebawa Subokaya Mebawa Anurakta Mebawa Sarva Sede Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susame Chitam Shiyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tatakata Bajama Memuja Bajabawa Mahasamaya Sata Ahunte Om Bajasata Samaya Manupalaya Bajasata Tenopati Shadido Mebawa Sutokaya Mebawa Subokaya Mebawa Anurakta Mebawa Sarva Sede Meprayacha Sarva Karma Sutame Chitam Shiyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tatakat Bhagama me muja bhajabhava mahasamaya Sata humpe om bhajasata samaya manupalaya Bhajasata tenopati sharido me bhava Sutokayo me bhava supokayo me bhava Anurakta me bhava sarva sede me prayacha Sarva karma sutame chitam shiyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat Bhagama me muja bhajabhava mahasamaya Sata ahunte om bhajasata samaya manupalaya Bhajasata tenopati shadido me bhava Sutokaya me bhava supokaya me bhava Anurakta me bhava sarva sede me prayacha Sarva karma sutame chitam shiyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat Bhagama me muja bhajabhava mahasamaya Sata ahunte om bhajasata samaya manupalaya Bhajasata tenopati shadido me bhava Sutokaya me bhava supokaya me bhava Anurakta me bhava sarva sede me prayacha Sarva karma sutame chitam shiyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakata Bhagama me muja bhajabhava mahasamaya Sata ahunte Om Bajasata Samaya Manupalaya Bajasata Tenopati Shadido Mebawa Sutokayo Mebawa Supokayo Mebawa Anurakta Mebawa Sarasidhi Meprayacha Sarar Karma Sutame Chitam Shiyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tathagata Vajrama Me Mucha Vajra Bhava Mahasamaya Sata Ahum Te
The Sunday, there is something after that?
Not in this book. Because it goes on to the...
you see in some other books, there's something right after that.
Let's see. Oh, maybe.
What do you say, usually? What do you say? Tamala, what do you say? What do you do?
Let's see. I think it's in here.
If you remember by heart, you just say. If you remember by heart, people can just visualize.
Okay, and then Vajras, from the crown of my head, grew Vajrasattvas, child of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pleasures have been completely purified. And then you think, before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds, those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. Then Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge. Vajrasattva melts into light and dissolves into you. Your body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Vajrasattva's body.
There's no need. Okay. Okay, thank you. Wonderful. So when you do practice a group, it's more powerful. See? One piece of broom, when you sweep it, when you sweep with one piece of broom, there's so much dirt you can, clean. If you sweep with the whole broom, then you know it sweeps well. So the group practice is like always powerful, you know, when you do practice a group, because there's different mindset, different, you know, amount of merit that people create, you know, so that's why it become, then the place become more like the holy site. That's how the place become holy site. People do a lot of practice, so then the people, you know, then that's how the place become holy site, okay? So it's always good, you know, to do practice as a group, so thank you very much. Wonderful. So then, time to go back home. So, anybody wants to say something of forgiveness? Yeah. Yeah.
I have. Hello. Is it good? I have questions. I have a feeling I'll be doing more purifying after these. But when you, I say the mantra, but I don't say it out loud. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. You don't need to say it loud.
And then if you have a commitment, so if you do this, if you do the practice, but then you say your commitment, like when you're in your car or you're running, is that okay?
Yeah. Say no. Like saying is always good, no matter what kind of circumstance. You know, saying is always good. So people may say no. Then that's how people end up saying nothing, you know, because they want to do it good, you know. Then thinking about that, they end up doing nothing. That's no good. Say, you know, whenever you have time, just say. That's benefit. This is all sacred mantra. This is sacred word. It will protect your mind, you know. Say while driving, cleaning, doesn't matter. Just say.
Thank you.
Then when you say with the concentration, that's best, you know, but doesn't mean we can't do best all the time. But, you know, then in worrying about that, then we do end up doing nothing. So that's not good. That's also even worse. So need to do something, you know, just say. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question about when you're visualizing the light and the nectar into you, is it correct or appropriate to visualize that for other, perhaps someone who is sick?
Yeah, definitely. That's very, 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 very important, yeah, to visualize, yeah.
Yashala, will you talk about the visualizations in detail, maybe in one of the purification classes, of one of these classes?
Yeah, so if somebody, if you are interested to learn details, I'm happy to. Happy to explain, so maybe need to meet separately.
A different class.
Yeah, a different class. So this class is now finished, I think. Finished? Yeah. I don't want to keep going.
We were
we're going to keep going with the different types of practices, so like 35 Buddhas and Dorji Kadro and... Yeah.
What do you think? So, how's about next time we come here, do practice, I will guide the meditations, we do practice together, yeah. Okay, you guide. There you go. And there's somebody watching there.
This
record is recording? Oh, yeah.
This mantra in which language?
The Sanskrit.
I understand.
So good, very good.
No, not too much, but I could follow.
Oh.
And another question. In order to come to your class, how should I prepare myself so that I can understand you better?
Oh, that's very good question. I don't think that's
really very good.
Huh?
It is very, really very good for every, for me.
Huh.
I can talk about myself only, you know. I learned something really very practical to be a better person. So I want to get everything as much I can get out of your lecture. So I want to prepare myself. I read what you said still I need more because I don't know much.
Yeah, so I think there's like a number of classes been taught here at the center. So I think Discovering Buddhism, that's a very good class to come. Discovering Buddhism.
When is it?
Monday night?
Yeah.
Then I'll understand better.
Yeah, definitely. No, so like more you learn, you understand better, yeah. So then you know, like the main preparation is come with good heart. Whenever you come to center, come with a good heart, open heart. That's more main preparations, you know. That's the goal. That's ultimate goal is to become, compassionate human being. Compassionate human being. That's ultimate goal. About all the study, the teaching about practice, all of that. That's the best preparations.
So there is a mitta meditation.
Mitta?
Metta.
Metta.
It seems it is. This is more like that metta meditation. This
Where is the metta? Who teach?
Who is got some
tape? Tape.
Where it says the metta meditation. You know, which you are taking for everybody.
Yeah. That's same. Pretty much same. I think same goal. Same goal. Yeah.
Gesula, visualization of Vajrasattva on our head, is that only if you've had the initiation, the Vajrasattva initiation? I thought you said that last time. Otherwise, in front of us, at eye level, you said.
No, visualizing you oneself inseparable with the Vajrasattva.
Uh-huh.
So that's like require initiations.
Yes.
But visualizing here doesn't require initiations. If I said that, that's my mistake. Sorry.
I probably took the notes wrong. Probably didn't.
So the visualizing oneself inseparable.
So he can be on top of us, but not inside us.
We
can't see him.
Yeah. Okay. So then, in the end, when you dissolve, then there's different way to dissolve. If you receive initiations, then there's different way to dissolve. So basically, if you don't have initiations, you don't have permissions to visualize yourself one with Vajrasattva.
By dissolving, you mean the nectar and life going into it.
So then your body speech become inseparable with the body speech mind when you dissolve.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Solving is at the end, right? Yeah, at the end, yeah.
All right.
So, Christian, yes. So anyway, generally speaking, initiation is like the permissions that you are given to visualize yourself as a dead deity. If you don't have that permissions, then you are still, you are, it's okay to visualize here, visualize before.
But visualizing above is better if you can.
Above, okay, that's a very good question. Visualizing Vajrasattva space before you, that's for the purpose to do refuge and bodhicitta prayer. It's like setting up kind of like refuge fields. Okay? So when you finish that, then you actually practice, then you visualize Vajrasattva here.
Is he sitting on your head or just floating above you? Because is he heavy?
So, just...
I'm just kidding.
So that's why I said you judge size, the weight. I said, no, it's like getting that correct is kind of like shamatha meditations. Mm-hmm. You know, like not thinking, not hyper, to getting the right, how is it, taste is very much depend on individual practitioners, you know. You can say so much in word. You can say so much in word. But actual perfect the concentration. If you concentrate on something, you kind of like...
See details?
You know, you kind of like get like your mind can sink. Right? And sometimes you are really, really excited, you know. So the get the right... Right balance is... There's so much you can say in words, you know. It's very, very much based on individual practitioners, right balance, you know. Like, you know, too high is no good, too low is no good, just in shamatha meditations, you know, to get that sustained, visualize size. You know, in the text they mentioned some size, maybe relevant to some people, you know, size and the weight. What they say, if you visualize something very, very light, it contributes to your excitement mind. So then because of that, if you visualize something, some kind of weight, that makes your mind kind of like...
Helps with monkey mind to...
Yeah, helps with monkey mind to become like, say, turtles. Like relax, you know.
So tortoise is good, elephant and monkey are bad.
Yeah. That's why the heavy, you know, that like some weight is necessary.
Thank you.
So that's why the beginner class say, I will leave that up to you. There's so much you can say, size. No.
I'm a little confused about the dissolving into us at the end. Is that allowed without an initiation? Is it a different dissolving with...
Yeah, if you don't have initiations, you just dissolve that and remain here as the Vajrasattva in the center of your heart, and remain as the Buddha Vajrasattva. It remains in your heart.
Without the initiation?
Yeah, without initiation, you can still do that. Dissolve, then remain the image in your heart.
I see.
As a Vajrasattva, then you don't become inseparable with that, but remain there.
Okay.
If you have initiation, then you become inseparable with that. Make sense?
Thank you. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Maybe time to stop. Yeah. So thank you for coming to the class. I'm sure that you have diligent things to do in the weekend. Or maybe you can sleep, no? So you choose to come here. So thank you for coming. So as I said, that each one of you are present, that we did practice together, it benefits center. It benefits, believe or not, it benefits center. Okay? Yeah. we do dedication.
Page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book.
That's good. Sarah, so maybe next Saturday, not next Saturday, month?
Next month.
Yeah, next, then we'll do the practice. We'll do the practice, yeah. So we'll do practice a couple of times. So then think about, you know, then maybe. So I did told Sarah, you know, so that I want to teach this multiple privilege in practice. That's why Sarah brought it up. Because I had Sarah and we had meeting every once in a while about a spiritual program. I did mention to Sarah that I want to teach eventually that there's no the different types of purification practice. Some people probably like to do prostration, you know. Not just rather than just sit, you know, they want to do some physical prostration. That's why I told Sarah that I would like to teach, you know, Padipa Buddha practice, Doji Kanto practice, the Vajrasana practice. So maybe it's possible, maybe next, maybe we'll do practice, you know, just, you know, to guide, I'll just guide maybe a number of times, so then people become familiar with the practice. So then after that, we'll, you know, think about means I will explain. Doji Kato, that we become so famous, Karama Sena Niya Eves, you know, so we are doing that, you know, so maybe, why not I will explain to them that you can do it home. You don't have to wait till New Year Eve. You can do it home. Something you can do at your home. Maybe, you know, your kids also like to do it because there's something, you know. So I trying to, because I changed my mind, first I thought I'll teach the Doji Kanto. So then I changed my mind. There's a number of reasons. You know, one reason is to the pot that you can use to burn. So I'm thinking about the design of that pot, you know, rather than we have this here, one big one here, hardly been used, but not like that complicated, something simple I've been thinking about. So they saw the design in the text, but don't know, because I'm not carpenter, so I don't know how to. So I need to meet with someone to, you know, come up with some design, something small that people can, you know, bring in their house, and they can just do, you know, Doji Kanto practice, you know. So that's the one reason why I changed my mind. So, and maybe probably meet with Patrick, so then maybe Buddhist Patrick will help to design this. It has to be a clay or metal, you know, can be wood, but it has to be clay. So maybe in the center there, you know, we have a lot of people come here, maybe somebody do the clay work, so they can, you know, make the center can order, maybe people can get something like that. There's one reason to change. So then dedication.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May they be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as faith remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain, dispel the misery of the world. And then flip to 244, 245. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful tenderate and gentle. Please remain until samsara ends. Then the opposite page, the bottom, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one whose great patience received the name Alataya, the one whose great precision and spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Glisten Boy, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara. And then back to the previous page, you uphold the subduer's moral way,
who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, favor of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. The seven green tar mantras suggest you a long, healthy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you, thank you. Have a nice weekend. Sarah, then, like, if somebody wants to learn the detail of this practice, so maybe instead of, like, as an organizer, maybe what's the easiest way to, maybe there's no easy way to. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, right. So, organizing requires a lot of effort, you know, so I'm thinking maybe there's some easiness, I'm not sure.
So in case you didn't hear that exchange, to determine the best way to organize a class if students would like to learn the detailed practice, I'll need you to email me and request it. I need it in writing because I can't keep it in my head if you just tell me. So, and then I also know who I need to respond to. And based on how many people reply, we'll decide on the best way to organize a simple class. Any questions about that? My email address is program@kadampa-center.org. And the announcements that come out, you'll see my name on them, Sarah. You can just reply to those as well, and that'll get to me.